from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
As I look deep into my prize pants, what do I see?
Two
tickets. Yes, you two tickets for the Rose Bowl, May 21st. It's the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree, and tickets are on sale today starting at 10 a.m., but you can win them right here on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show. All you have to do is listen for the prize chicken to run through. When you hear the chicken, be the first one to call 1-800-955-KLOS, and you're going to see you two at the Rose Bowl, May 21st.
Look, I know your inauguration out, but this is kind of interesting and funny and scary at the same time, like our show. So let's just cover it and get on with it. Who had the bigger crowd at the inauguration? It was Barack Obama. There's more people there. Photos prove that. However, what really honked off Donald Trump was the photos that were put out there that showed a whole big, huge, massive area with nobody at all in it. But those photos, that particular photo, which I think ran first in the New York Times, was put out before the main crowd was there. That was deceptive.
But
it
I thought,
really
Frosty, what they did, they said that this is the same time, and this is Barack's same time. It was, they were showing 4 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever. This is exact same times on the plaza.
That's what some were saying. Then I over the weekend, saw other photos that showed that area almost all the way filled in. It wasn't as big as Barack Obama, but it wasn't as sparse as that one photo showed that was half full. That photo clearly was taken before everyone got there.
So which one is correct?
Well, Trump is right and he's wrong. He's right in that first photo that got all the attention, showing the back half completely empty, was before the main crowd got there. Again, a lot of people said it was going to rain then or staying away. But by the time he was speaking, much of that had filled in. So he's right about that. But he's also wrong in saying his crowd was as big or bigger than Obama's, because it wasn't. But for whatever reason, that thing about the crowd size was the first issue he couldn't let go. The first thing is president. So he sends his White House press secretary out there, Sean Spicer. And his very first press secretary meets the press, his first thing is all about the damn crowd size. On and on and on about how the press is dishonest and the press is being unfair and the crowd size, we did have people there and the photo in this bigger crowd size. Okay, so then I'm going to play some audio for you from yesterday's Meet the Press. Kellyanne Conway, which is that blonde-haired White House spokeswoman, looks like,
yeah,
she's
his
been
campaign manager, right?
Yeah, and in Indiana horseman's vernacular, she's been rode hard and put up wet a few times.
Yeah, I have.
Anyway, it's her. We'll be seeing a lot of her in the next 4 years. She trotted out there to meet the press with Chuck Todd, and Chuck Todd was grilling her, wanting her to explain why. For the very first White House press secretary moment with Sean Spicer addressing the press, that was the issue that was the issue of the day, the crowd size. Now listen to her explanation. Here's Kellyanne Conway with NBC's Chuck Todd.
You did not answer the question of why the president asked the White House press secretary to come out in front of the podium for the first time and utter a falsehood. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office on day one.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. What you're saying, it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Wait a minute. Alternative
that there's
facts?
That's not a lie. It's just an alternative fact.
Right.
Oh.
You try using that in a relationship fight. Yeah. Babe, I didn't lie to you. I gave you an alternative fact. Okay? Relax. So, don't be so dramatic.
So the die has been cast, man. Yeah. This is going to be a fun.
Oh, my God.
Well, Bill Clinton defined what sex is. So now he's defined what lies are. Alternative facts.
Yeah, baby. No.
Nixon, you got nothing on Donald.
Jeez.
Alternative. Day one.
So there we go. That's going to be the explanation. Now, later on in that same interview, there's something else was kind of funny that's getting no attention. Let's just roll a little bit. Here we go. Let's keep going.
You sent the press secretary out there to utter a falsehood on the smallest, pettiest thing.
I don't think anybody
and
can prove that.
Look,
I actually
why
don't
you
think
did
that
it.
Maybe this is me as a pollster, Chuck, and you know data well. I don't think you can prove those numbers one way or the other. There's no way to really quantify crowds. We all know that. You can laugh at me all you want, but I'm very
laughing.
Glad.
I'm
Look,
just
Chuck,
befuddled.
Well, but you are, and I think it's actually symbolic of the way we're treated by the press. The way that you just laughed at me is actually symbolic of the way, very representative of the way we're treated by the press. I'll just ignore it. I'm bigger than that. I'm a kind and gracious person.
Where do I begin?
Is there any way to measure how big she actually is, though? Quantify her bigness?
I mean,
she's bigger than what?
I'm glad she let that go and didn't mention it.
I mean, she's like, I don't know how the numbers can ever be fit. No, but people do know how.
Yeah, they could,
certain areas this holds.
Especially when you have security issues involved because of the event, and you have people there with the.
Yeah,
all right, I have so many people in my section.
Yeah, that's how
maybe
they
need some reinforcements over here.
They've had more than two inaugurations there. They've had several.
They know how
so
much.
So they know pretty much. Yeah,
this section, this section, this section.
But of course, when you use alternative facts, I like the end. Anyone who has to describe themselves as a kind and gracious person isn't.
No, you know, I'm very humble. I'm very no. Yeah.
I'm going to let that go and not mention it, even though I just did,
you
because
just did.
I'm a kind and gracious person. She said like a total bitch.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, I guess the first thing that Donald is doing, he's hiring a Photoshop expert with experience in making tiny crowds look huge. Crowds and fingers. I watched Deadpool over the weekend when he has the little baby hand and he rubs it on the old blind lady's face. I thought of Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. President Trump can claim victory. His inauguration coverage on television did beat Barack Obama's. In fact, Trump's inauguration ratings were the second highest in 36 years.
You know why Barack Obama's were lower? Because everybody was actually at the inauguration. They were watching it on TV.
That's an alternative fact.
And actually, Frank, I was going to get to that. The alternative fact is actually Barack Obama's first inauguration did beat his at 37.8, but that's just an alternative fact.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah, Donald's also going to make it a federal crime to not come to his next inauguration. Just to make sure this never happens again.
Well, I'll see you there. Madonna's taking crap for something she said in one of the women's marches, and there were like a lot of people doing women's marches. She said, and this is a quote in Washington, D.C., quote, I thought about blowing up the White House. Madonna, you can't say that!
Now she's on the Secret Service watch list.
Well, she should be. You can't say stuff like that. You can't. You're going to...
Frosty, are we sure she said up? It's Madonna. Maybe
yeah.
She
you're
we
right,
miss
you're
her.
Right.
It's a totally different statement.
But you really couldn't say that at the Women's March, could you?
Yeah, no.
There's nobody passing out but Jaws that day, are they?
I don't know. Well, there are a lot of guys in those crowds, though, so, I mean, maybe. You're just like, you know what? You were here, and you're supporting us. Thank you.
No.
I don't know.
No. Any guy who went to the women's march to try to get laid probably got denied.
Yeah.
If you did go to the women's march here in Los Angeles as a man, and you went there to pick up chicks...
Or to support your fellow human.
Well, I'm just asking for the guys who went down there because you know where they all are. Yeah. I mean, it's hell, it's like a hometown buffet for you, Heidi.
But do you want that kind of chick who's going to be in the march? Not that this is stereotyping,
Frosty.
I know. I know it's stereotyping, but since we're doing that. I mean, that's going to be the more borderline, butchish, lesbianish, activistish, liberalish, progressivish. Bitch-ish, not fun to be with-ish.
Because you know how Madonna always, like, what she normally looks like when she goes out in public. She's, you know, very revealing, even though she's, like, well into her 50s,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
She still, like, she keeps her body up. She is revealing in sex, reek sex, but then she's speaking at the Women's March, and she looks like an old bag lady. I mean, she's got layers on and everything.
Well, it was chilly, Frank. You can't come out,
no, but I think
know.
She's trying to fit in with the crowd. Bunch of bag ladies.
Oh, my God.
I'll say it. Why were they marching?
Yeah, I asked someone who was there why for the Los Angeles one, why did you go? What did you get out of it? Well, to make a statement.
Of what? What was it?
Yeah, what happens today because of the marches? Okay, he made a statement, but did anything change? He's still a what do you want him to do, resign?
Yeah,
he's President Trump.
So,
well, I think it was a lot of equality and inclusiveness, and Planned Parenthood was a big part of that because that was all taken down off the White House, you know, the website. And it's like a lot of that women's issues— There are a lot of us.
But shouldn't you have marched before?
Yeah.
If that was a platform he was standing on, Planned Parenthood, shouldn't you have all got together before?
Right. How about you vote?
I'm sure those women who went voted.
And
to be fair
and boring at the same time, which is my specialty.
And no one does it better.
Some of those things that went down from the White House website were taken down by the Obama people when they left. It automatically switched to a different website. So it wasn't like Trump's people came in there and got rid of LGBT stuff and got rid of this and that. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't some, but most of that stuff was switched automatically as the Obama people left. It wasn't Trump deleting anything. But people don't seem to get that message.
They'd be like, if we got fired, and we probably will be,
yeah,
and a new morning show comes in, and they still use our website. They wouldn't. They'd have their own website.
Right. Yeah.
And we take our website with us.
So, we would disable our website.
So don't blame the incoming show. They didn't take it down. The company did.
The only thing Trump has actually done as far as changing or rearranging was that he rearranged the portraits of the first ladies in order of hotness.
Did he?
Yeah. That was his first order of business. He's like, let's get the hot one first. Everything's a pageant for him. I'd like, you're the winner. First order.
So Melania, I hope, took first.
Oh, yeah. Melania is first.
Oh, my God.
And we got Jackie
hot?
O at second.
Yeah. Jackie O's number two.
Eleanor Roosevelt, I think, is a strong
Eleanor?
Third.
Yeah.
No. Carter's wife.
Oh, Rosalind
is at the game, at the Falcons game. Looked pretty good.
She does look good.
I like Rosalind.
Roz is holding up.
Amy didn't do so well.
Amy never did well.
No,
she got Billy's jeans, I think.
Oh, my God.
Billy Carter reference, I know, kind of old.
It's going to take a lot of Billy beer. Oh, yes, sirree.
Billy beer.
I have some Billy beer.
You still have Billy beer?
I did. I went down to Plains, Georgia to get some. I went to Billy Carter's gas station back in the day. I saw Billy. He was there.
Isn't that crazy in a family? It's like, well, one brother became president and the other brother's got gas.
We're talking about you have all these extra bedrooms in your house to create a reality show, and I have Billy Carter move in and Roger Clinton. All the first brothers.
You going to dig up Billy?
Is
Billy dead?
He's quite dead, and yes.
Oh, alcoholism?
Yeah. I don't know.
What, was he the older brother?
He was the goofy, gooberish gas station brother. He and Miss Lillian are long gone.
Miss Lillian.
Okay, enough Carter references.
Just because you guys were best friends.
Yeah. So one thing about, then I'll let it go. Trump, one other thing he was accused of, and this kind of made me mad, because look, get it right, press. So, sometimes Trump is right, and in this case he was right. The press said that Trump had removed the bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office.
Put it on eBay.
God, that's what they said.
No, I made that up.
Oh, gee, it was an alternative fact.
He didn't put it on eBay. He melted it down into chocolate pieces and gave everyone a sample. It was like a king.
It was made of chocolate.
It was a king kiss. It was a Hershey's.
Oh, and Valentine's Day is so close.
The little string on top, they usually kept combed back.
A king kiss.
But truth be told, he didn't remove the bust. The stupid idiot reporter who said that, there was a Secret Service guy standing in front of it. So when the reporter went in there and said, well, Trump got rid of the MLK bust. He put that on the news wires. Al went to story. Guess what? 30 minutes later, oops, sorry, it's still there. There was somebody standing in front
of it.
He wanted to keep it and keep it in his office, in the Oval Office. He asked to keep it. It was Obama's. He's like, can I keep that?
That was Brock's?
Well, sure, yeah, you can keep that.
That wasn't the people's?
No, it was Brock's.
Of course Trump's not getting rid of it. It's a bust.
Oh, Heidi. Take something beautiful and make it putrid.
Oh, yeah, Martin Luther crossbar.
It's what I do best.
Take something beautiful and make it...
I was following your lead.
My Hershey's comment was done with nothing but respect.
On Pennsylvania Avenue. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yeah, very good. Look at you.
Chilling, actually. You really put it all together.
So I was thinking of the candy bar. Break me off a piece of that King Cat bar. All right, Lisa, what's going on in traffic right now?
Topanga Canyon still closed in both directions.